This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
There's no disappointment in heaven, no weariness, sorrow, no pain, no hearts that are bleeding and broken, no song with a minor refrain. The clouds of our earthly horizon will never appear in the sky, for all will be sunshine and gladness, with never a song nor a sigh. I'm bound for that beautiful city my Lord has prepared for His own, where all the redeemed of all ages sing glory around the white throne. Sometimes I grow homesick for heaven, and the glories I there shall behold. What a joy that will be when my Savior I see in that beautiful city of gold, where all is new. No crying eyes, no hearts growing strange and cold. All pain, all death, all crying fled away. We'll never pay rent for our mansion, the taxes will never come due, our garments will never grow threadbare, but always be faithless and new. We'll never be hungry nor thirsty, nor languish in poverty there, for all the rich bounties of heaven God's sanctified children shall share. Where all is new and never shall grow old. For time is not, nor age, nor slow decay. No dying eyes, no hearts growing strange and cold. All pain, all death, all crying fled away. There'll never be crape on the doorknob, no funeral train in the sky, no graves on the hillsides of glory, for there we shall nevermore die. The old will be young there forever, transformed in a moment of time. Immortal will stand in His likeness, the sun, moon, and stars.
Go far. Life is not a go-alone journey. An African proverb says, and I quote, "If you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together," unquote. Honeybees teach us collaboration. On warm days, about half the bees in a hive stay inside beating their wings to make the inside temperature some 10 degrees cooler than outside. The other half go out to gather pollen and nectar. The bees rotate duties, so the bees that cool the hive one day gather honey the next. That is excellence through synergy. For success, align with those who share your vision and ideals. Two, they say, are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him. This is based on Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. Dear friend, to go far, remember, go together. Teamwork is the key. This nugget was written by Samuel Cranting Pippin, and I am Belle Dollabill.
Hello, cherished listener. It is our daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own pastor, Ebenezer Ankuma. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And our summary verse says in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, that, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he has spoken to me." So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work. Dear friend, today's lesson is also captioned David, Goliath, and Bathsheba. And as we all know, life is complicated. And that's because as humans, we are complicated. Imagine creatures made in the image of God, the creator of the universe, who then corrupt themselves. No wonder that our potential both for good and for evil can reach remarkable levels. And it isn't just that same people attain good levels of goodness, while others, unfortunately, drop to the extremes of depravity. Instead, both extremes can be manifested in the same person. The great news is that some who at one time were at the lowest have, by God's grace, done great things for him and for humanity. Of course, the opposite can happen as well. Those at the height can fall to their deaths. Satan is real. The great controversy is real. And unless connected to the Lord, even the best of us can fall prey to our foe. Dear friend, this is the truth. But as our lesson still continues, our pastor will take us through. But before we go through the lesson, I believe we are all prepared to go face to face with our God as we seek him in prayer, so that he will enlighten us, open our minds, and soften our hardened hearts, so that we will listen and use his words in our daily lives.
Beloved listeners, once again, by the grace of God, today we have the privilege of continuing the great controversy continues. And today we are looking at David, Goliath, and Bathsheba. First, let's look at David and Goliath, as the story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Read the whole of chapter 17 of the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, I mean. We hear of Goliath, a Philistine who came to insult the Israelites and even insulted God in the face of the Israelites. And this giant Goliath, he was expecting anyone to come from the Israelites to fight him. The whole assembly of the Israelites were quiet, as we know the story. But little David came into the scene. He came to say hi to his brethren who were there, his brothers who were in the army. And he heard of Goliath talking nonsense against the Almighty God. David, a little boy who feared God so much, could not stand. And so he went forth to fight Goliath. But even in the fear of that, Saul tried to give David his armor so that he can stand before Goliath. But David was not comfortable in the armor that Saul gave him. So as we know the story, and I would like us to read together 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 43 to 51, where actually the great victory is found. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. This is an amazing story. Goliath thought he had all the strength, he had all the armor to fight God's people. And so in his arrogance, he insulted God and said so many things against the people of God. And when David approached, he said he was going to deliver him. He was going to, in fact, destroy him and give his flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. But David trusted in his God, and David saw that the battle is not his own battle, but the battle is the Lord. So he said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And in fact, when David trusted in the Lord, his God, God delivered Goliath into his hand just with a stone and his sling. He defeated Goliath, and the whole Philistines fled away from him. This same David, who trusted in God's power and was able to kill Goliath with just a stone, we also have another story about him that talks about his downfall in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1-17. That is the story about David and Bathsheba. Bathsheba is the wife of Uriah. Okay, one writer said the greatest battle ever fought is the battle of self. See, David was able to conquer his external enemy, that is Goliath, but his internal lust and arrogance led him to fall. We need to be very careful with the battle of ourselves. We need to surrender all to Jesus, and I believe by that we'll be able to defeat self and allow Christ to reign in us. May the good Lord help us to be able to stand for him in every circumstance, so that we'll be victorious in his strength, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Indeed, may the good Lord help us all. I believe we are all blessed today. May the good Lord continue to be with us now and forevermore. Have a wonderful and blessed day. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. Praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee.
Welcome to a moment of truth, and this is your humble servant Osei Bonsu Jasper. Today we are come to consider one important thing that I have discovered, and I've captioned it, "Who am I?" Father, this moment we are coming to consider who we are. We pray that let us know ourselves and the duties that we have to accomplish before you come. Help us so that we can do all what you expect from us, so that by the end of it all, we can render unto you a good account. We bless your name for giving us this great opportunity, for we've asked all through the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who am I? Every Christian has four responsibilities. Or everybody living under the sun or the sun have four responsibilities. The first one is that you are an ambassador. You are an ambassador. The second one is that you are a neighbor. You are a neighbor. The next one is that you are a server. You are a server. And the last one is that you are a worshiper. You are a worshiper. Now, let's take them one after the other. What does it mean if one is an ambassador? If you are known to be an ambassador, it means you represent a nation in a different country or nation. I must tell you, you have some responsibility as an ambassador to represent the people over there. I must tell you, we represent Jesus Christ on this earth as Christians. God is expecting us to do what he has instructed us to do. As in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the word of God is telling us that we doesn't belong to this earth. And for that matter, we are all ambassadors. So let us come back to our senses that we doesn't belong. Definitely, we will go back to our home, to where we belong. Another is that we are neighbors. We should be neighbors, seeking to show kindness, love, and mercy to others. We needn't have to treat others anyhow. We have to remember that we are neighbors. I want us to just take a quick lesson from the story of Mary and Martha. Mary versus Martha. Let's look at some of the things that Mary did in the Bible. Mary was mostly found with Christ. Her aim was to worship Christ. Her aim was to be like Christ. She loved worship more than service. To Mary, showing appreciation was more important than service. Let's come to Martha. Martha, to be Martha, share your faith with others. Have a mission for Christ. Be strong for the Lord. Love him and serve him. Be a service to fellow believers. Be a worshiper. Love Christ with your all. Be at his feet and learn each morning. Spend quality time by his side in private prayers. Should we choose the character of Mary or Martha? Are you an ambassador or not? A citizen? If we know that we are an ambassador, then we will represent the nations upright. We will do what is expected of us. We are just representing God, and we have something very important to accomplish in this world. We cannot do away with that. And if you do away with that, then we cease to be an ambassador. God, no time, will call us to give account. Call us back home to give an account. Then what would we render unto the Lord? What are we going to give to Christ? I must tell you, no time our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. No time the creator of heaven and earth is coming again. And we are going to render unto him the accountability. We are going to give to him. He is going to judge us. Heaven is going to descend again. He's going to ascend and judge us. So I must ask you this question. Are you a neighbor or a citizen? A neighbor or a citizen? Think of it. May God bless you for staying in tune with me. This is your servant, Osebonsu Jasper. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for revealing to us that we are just strangers, but not citizens. So we pray that let us know more. Give us the works that a stranger needs to do so that we cannot mingle ourselves with the citizens, with those who belong to this earth. We bless your holy name for blessing us through these messages, for we've asked all through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.